views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. And today we are so excited. This is the second half of the show that we did for Dr. Pat on Change Yourself, Change the World. So stay tuned. Right now, we're going to all start clearing and help ourselves change the world. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, you know, it's possible that some of our listeners weren't able to listen to the show on Tuesday that we filled in for Dr. Pat. And so, could you do me a favor and explain how we're going to change the world?
We've created a way to remove that buildup of negative energy in the world. And we're going to have the audience participate to do that with us today so that we can literally make a step to change the world.
Okay, so before we do that, can you review what we talked about in the last show?
Yes. As intuitives, we see that the root cause of all the problems in the world come from the buildup of negative energy. Negative energies are defined as negative emotions that we all know about, anger, fear, hate, and also intangibles. Things like racism, corruption, tribalism, prejudice are energies that we can also clear.
Okay.
Negative energies and intangibles build up over time. And emotions are subtle energies and build up over time.
As well, correct?
Exactly.
All right.
I mean, you can't outsmart them, ignore them, force them. Force yourself to change them. They don't change like that.
Okay.
That's, you know, a good example of that is racism.
Okay.
You know, since I was a kid, which was a long time ago. I know.
Speak for yourself,
yes,
honey.
Yes. Yeah, she said it's longer for me than for her, but not necessarily. But, you know, we've been learning that racism is bad. It's not appropriate,
mm-hmm.
that it's really a false idea that someone of color or
someone of not color
or someone who's different than us is lesser than.
Yeah.
I've been learning that forever.
Right.
But yet we seem to have a rise of racism in the country.
Yeah, that's not right.
Why is that?
Okay.
That's because racism is an energy.
Mm.
And even though we've been trained or programmed that that's not true. The energy has been building up and building up and building up.
Over and over and over again. Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, that's a great example of how this buildup creates so many problems.
Okay. So, well, then, Jason, I realize that we've put that on the table, but let's talk about something that all of my clients ask me about at one point or another. It's called global warming. Can you connect that in for just a moment?
People don't understand how negative energy affects global warming. Okay, well, you know, they understand this idea that there's too much negative energy. What does that have to do with global warming?
Right.
Well, first of all, the buildup of negative energy keeps us from our intuition, which would tell us that, number one, we're all connected.
Oh.
So when there's a third world country burning coal, it affects us. We would get that at a primal level, at an intuitive level.
Okay, and you're talking about how we're all connected and how all of this, everything that we do is connected to global warming. I'm defining it, correct?
Well, yes, global warming affects all of us. And this negative energy buildup blocks our intuition.
Okay.
So instead of understanding, looking intuitively, say, is there global warming? Yes or no. We look outside to whoever we're listening to at the time. You know, our president is saying, you know, oh, it's just weather. Ah, it's just weather. Well, most of us would say, oh, that's wrong. If there wasn't this buildup of negative energy. Let's take some other things that contribute to global warming.
Okay.
For example, let's say we get a movement together to eliminate global warming by reducing carbon, but we can't agree on the solutions.
Okay.
That's negative energy.
Yeah. Well, and you know, every single one of us, every time I pick up a plastic bottle, I think to myself, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. That kind of thing. Because pollution affects what? Global warming.
That's because you don't have the negative energy in front of your intuition. But the truth is,
okay,
a lot of people don't seem to, it, even if they know that you shouldn't do certain things, they still do it because that intuition is blocked by the negative energy.
Ah, okay.
You know, if we would know it's a crisis, we would all know it's a crisis intuitively if it wasn't for that block. Yeah. We would work together if it wasn't for those negative blocks.
Right.
We would come together as countries and as states and as people.
And communities.
And fix it.
Right.
But it's that negative energy that keeps us from global warming. And oh, by the way, you know, if we were to elect a new president who took, say, you know, significant action for global warming, unless we change that negative energy,
nothing is not,
it's
not
doomed
true
to fail.
I was going to say true positive results will not happen. But you know what? I want to go even a little bit farther. I understand the negative energy, but here's the question: how do we get stuck in this negative energy, Jason?
Our culture promotes programming, which is our form, our go-to form of self-improvement. Education, the way we do it now, structural changes, and self-discipline are all programming methods.
Yes.
Those methods do not change the energy.
Ah.
Programming treats us like a machine, and that's not natural to the way we're designed as human beings.
Right.
You know, in the beginning, we always say, and if you've listened to us before, you know, we use an ecosystem approach to you that is much different, and that we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed.
Right.
That's where that comes from.
Right.
And human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. That's because of this buildup of negative energy.
Right. Right. Well, you know, this buildup of negative energy is affecting us all. And I just want to remind everyone that we can start today, by removing, when you remove negative energy from yourself, you are taking steps every single day to help not only you, but the entire planet.
So what we've seen, and this is a big part of being intuitive, is that we see the buildup of negative energy.
Right.
And this buildup, as we start to remove it in ourselves, affects all of us.
Right.
All of us are connected, and as we come together, we have negative energy. So if you're trying to accomplish something as a group,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a PTA or whether it's a government organization or the United States is in general, we come together, but usually there's hurt feelings, bickering,
right.
infighting,
and
lack of communication.
And if people use the ecosystem approach, you would be able to
start removing those negative
yes,
energies.
Yes. It's phenomenal. You know, the things that we have seen difference in our clients and even ourselves, we're going to talk more about ourselves in just in the next segment. But what we see is that when we see groups, I lost my train of thought, my apologies. When we see groups, when we come together and we see groups, Jason and I will stand back quite often and observe the energy of that group. And it is amazing the things that we see, but usually they're some of the most common things that all of us need to remove no matter what. Jealousy, hate, hurt, unworthiness, hopelessness, fear. All of these things the ecosystem approach works on.
We come together with a common goal, but then it starts to disintegrate with hurt feelings and, oh, she didn't say this to me, or I'm not being appreciated, or
right.
He's got a bigger chair than I do, or a nicer office, or these little petty things always, they're right. just negative energies.
Exactly. Exactly. And that just doesn't serve a thing. You know, it's, and what we're trying to do, I just want to say this, what we're trying to do is explain to you, when you change the world by using the ecosystem approach, you change yourself and then you change the world. And you are ready to step in and help change the world.
It's a twofer.
It is.
So we're going to be actually clearing the negative energy for the world in this show today, and for you personally, it's going to be amazing. So please stay tuned.
All right. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The buildup of negative energy is the root cause of all the problems in the world. Mm-hmm. Negative energies are emotions like hate, fear, shame, and also intangibles like racism and corruption.
Okay.
Programming as the primary way of self-improvement creates this buildup of negative energy. And the ecosystem approach is a way to remove the negative energy that is organic to the way humans are designed.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can change yourself and change the world by using the ecosystem approach. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're talking about how you can change yourself and change the world by using the ecosystem approach. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. So does all the changes that you make, or even one change that you make, does it change the world?
No.
Okay. What do you mean?
You know, I want to tell the audience a little story. When we were going to find the title for this show, we were arguing about it because Patricia wanted to change yourself, change the world. I said, no, that's just a platitude. That's not really always true. And that's what we're talking about right now. That because change itself does not necessarily change energy. And only when you change that energy do you help change the world.
Okay.
Programming methods, which are a go-to, yes, whether it's something simple like weight loss or
relationships,
money, health, those types of things.
Right.
You know, if you're trying to change your health, you know, you think, well, that's not changing the world. Well, if you change the energy that created the health problem in the first place, you're also changing the world. You're removing some of the negative energy, and it's cumulative. So it's cumulative enough. So as we continue to remove negative energy, it accumulates, the benefit accumulates.
Okay.
As so does the effect in the world.
Okay.
So as you remove negative energy in yourself, it affects everyone around you.
Well, I want to bring in this major point. You know, this is programming versus the ecosystem approach. I mean, what a great comparison. What we know, not what we just see. We know, Jason and I know, that programming is a quick fix. We know that. But the ecosystem approach gets to the root of the problem.
Let's take something like, let me give you an example.
Okay.
Weight loss. This is the time of year everybody's thinking about, I have to go back to the gym. I've been pounding down the sugar,
please don't talk about me in front of everyone.
You know, most of us gain a little weight. We'll say, oh, now it's time to lose a little weight, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Most of us will, you know, drive ourselves, push ourselves, force ourselves,
and
trick ourselves.
By January 31st, this is statistics will tell you this.
Manipulate ourselves.
Yes.
To exercise, do a specific diet, whatever. But that doesn't necessarily change the energy.
Well, and not only that, it doesn't work.
It's not sustainable.
That's right. 90% of us are done with that by January 31st, or at the very most, by February 14th.
Yo-yo dieting is a thing. It's a real thing.
It is.
But when you use the ecosystem approach, you start uncovering who you are.
Right.
And knowing how you act and why you go to food,
mm-hmm,
when you have emotions that are difficult to deal with.
Exactly.
And it's not a quick fix. You're not going to lose 5 pounds in 5 days. But as you start to apply the ecosystem approach, you get to know yourself and you know how you eat, why you eat bad stuff, and when you eat bad stuff, and the things you can do to clear yourself. So instead of eating it, you clear the energy first. It's so much better for you.
Exactly. Well, I just want to say, you know, programming, one more time, treats you like a machine.
Yes.
And here's one of the best things about the ecosystem approach. It brings out our greatest gifts as a human being. It's phenomenal.
Uncovering yourself leads to, it's like Christmas when you unwrap the present. You don't know what's going to be, what the present's going to be. And many of us, because we've been programmed to believe that we're supposed to be a doctor because our daddy was, or we're supposed to be a lawyer because our mommy was, or whatever it is,
mm-hmm,
as we start to uncover ourselves, we see that, oh, you know, I like being a doctor, and my dad was a doctor, but instead of this specialty, I should be over here.
Because that's the one I like.
Exactly. And it can be amazing. It doesn't have to be... you don't have to necessarily, you know, sell all your worldly possessions and go live on a mountaintop. You can live in the world you're in, mm-hmm, but just make these subtle changes.
Right.
We're all addicted to taking action when we have a problem.
Wait, stop. Say that again. That's really, really, really important.
We're addicted to taking action when we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, what's wrong with that? If you change the energy first, then the action you take will be so much better.
Yes.
It makes so much difference. And we're not to say that you should never program yourself. We're just saying that we should see what the energy is that's causing the problem in the first place.
Right.
Start to clear it and then take action.
Well, you know, Jason, let's talk about you and I in all of this, because this is really, you know, why did we create the ecosystem approach? That's the question. And it's a really, really good one, because people, they don't ask us, well, why did you create this? They only ask, what can you do for me? And I want to say the important part is why did we create the ecosystem approach?
Well, first it was to help ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and then to help others. We yes. both really, it's part of our mission. We know this. We know yes. this because we've uncovered it, that we want to help others be better in the world.
And we also want to help change the energy in the world to make our lives and our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, children's life better.
And what we found is that as we started to change ourselves and individuals that we worked with, we saw that these negative energies accumulate.
Mm-hmm.
So that we talked about this in the last segment, you know, whether you have a company or a PTA or, you know, a city, a state, a country, that negative energy all comes together.
Right.
And by removing some of that negative energy, it makes real change. Now, if you're thinking today, well, okay, I want you to be as selfish as possible. Think about what's...
By the way, he never says that to me.
What do you really want? What do you want this next year, for example? This is the time of year think about...
It's a perfect question.
What do we want? What are our goals? That type of thing.
Okay.
If you start clearing, using the ecosystem approach to start clearing that, mm-hmm. every single day, things are going to change.
Right.
Now, sometimes you don't always get what you think you want, but that's part of the clearing process because it's clarifying.
Yes.
And if we all come together to do a little bit of clearing in a way that's in our self-interest, in other words, if we can be selfish on one hand, but then be very unselfish on another, it's very, very powerful. And we're going to be actually doing some of that today.
Exactly. You know, I want to make this statement, Jason. Being selfish and unselfish at the same time, believe it or not, is the ecosystem approach.
If enough people did this, started clearing their own energy for their own benefit,
mm-hmm.
We have a critical mass of people doing that, it would shift. The world would shift.
It's one of the most amazing things we've seen.
So Patricia, I know you had a story about how, you know, one of our clients was using these shows.
Well, one of the most amazing things was this. My client said to me, you know, when I'm having a bad day and often I've asked her, you know, hey, have you listened to the show? And she'll say, no, I didn't get a chance. But she'll say, but you know what? I know I'm going to have a bad moment later on this week. And that's when I go in, I click on the show and I listen. She said every single time, even if the show's subject doesn't apply to me, it really helps me with my energy so I can go on with my life. I find it amazing.
Well, and I hope you hear that because I hope you do that for yourself. You know, even if we're talking about something that really doesn't apply to you, you know, even if our client was struggling with something that had nothing to do with the topic of the show, that clearing process always helps her makes her feel better.
Yes.
And if all the people that were listening now just instead of trying to set up some sort of New Year's resolution, the only New Year resolution that's needed to change the world today is to just listen to the show every week.
And change yourself.
Change yourself. Clear
exactly.
yourself and know that is going to clear, that's going to remove some of the negative energy in the world. You know, people don't understand this, that this clearing process of removing negative energy is cumulative and mm-hmm. it builds on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So Patricia and I have been doing this for 20 years. We literally, we clear multiple times a day,
yes.
every single day, 7 days a week. It's like breathing for us.
Yes.
We couldn't imagine not doing it.
Right.
And we've designed the shows every week so that we talk about some aspect of regular life that people can relate to. So it's practical.
Exactly.
You know, it's not airy fairy. It's not something that's very philosophical. You know, it's about things like money and health and self-esteem and feeling good about yourself and relationships.
Right.
Things that you all deal with every single day.
Because the ecosystem approach is about practicality.
It is always based on practicality.
You know, I want to bring up one point before our time runs out. Not all energy work is the same. Most of it talks about balancing, but not removing the negative energy. It's amazing how nobody else has seen this. And one of the things that we've discovered is that our meditations, which we're going to, Jason's going to talk about that just a little bit. They do several things. One of them is centering. Another is grounding. And the other is removing negative energy, all while you're meditating. It's amazing.
Most meditations do centering or grounding, but they don't remove negative energy.
Right.
I was doing meditation for like 40 years before I started doing the clearing and ecosystem approach. And it helped me.
Right.
It was a benefit to me, but it didn't really do what we wanted to do. And so understand that we're in the next two segments. This is really exciting. You know, please stay tuned, but we're going to be clearing for a better world and then a change for you. We're going to do both of it at the same time. It's not mutually exclusive. We're going to do it all right at the same time. It's kind of exciting.
I think so too. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Only when you remove your own negative energy does it apply to the world. Programming methods don't change or remove your negative energy or change the world. And most other energy techniques don't remove negative energy or make real change. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to constantly clear negative emotions all year round because it's cumulative.
Love it. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to start clearing the world so we can start to make a change and difference right away. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag. Our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Right now, we're going to start clearing the world so we can start to make a difference. All of us that are listening right now. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, let's start. Let's teach people how to clear, even those who already know. Just give it a moment. And for those of you who don't know, this is so, so very simple.
It's so powerful. It's about setting your intention to help others as you clear. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be we're going to be clearing for you, mm-hmm. but we're going to also set your intention to help the person next to you, even though you can't see them, mm-hmm. even though geographically you're at different parts of the world.
Right.
I know we have listeners from Estonia as far as away.
Yes, we do.
That's kind of neat. Yeah. So here we go. What you do is you don't have to be in a special posture. You can be standing, sitting. You can be standing on your head. It really doesn't matter.
Watch the headache.
We ask that you use your imagination. Mm-hmm. And as we take the stated emotion or thing, like sometimes they say, and to remove veils and illusions or barriers, just gather up those veils and illusions and barriers or whatever emotions we say, gather those up in your body and blow them gently into a trash can. Now, mm-hmm. if you're in a place where there's not a trash can, do it into an imaginary trash can.
Right.
And don't worry about the trash can. All the negative energy you put in there, we're going to empty that for you. We're going to go around and pick that up. So don't worry about that.
Right.
One of the things about energy is that if we clear people all over the world, literally every week, mm-hmm. We've been doing this for 20 years. You don't have to be physically next to us.
Right.
It doesn't matter. If you're listening to the recorded version of this, you're not listening live, it still doesn't matter.
And it still works.
It still works because as we come together, so if we have 1,000 people listening at different times for the next 2 months, it doesn't matter because all this clearing accumulates and creates a better and better benefit. And please, this show is recorded. Play it over and over again because yes. every time that you clear, you not only help the world, but you help yourself.
Love it.
So
and then after we do the clearing, then we're going to activate life force, and we're going to do it in the next two sections, both segments. We're going to activate life force. Life force is the most powerful energy that we have access to, and it is phenomenal. And what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force. We're going to call it to go in through the top of our head, go all the way down our arms and torso, and then clear to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop at the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around, and then we're going to blow out any negative energy that's, hanging around, because obviously, or if you didn't know, there is negative energy everywhere. And then we keep on going. So, Jason, are you ready to rock and roll for a few minutes?
Here we go.
All
and
right.
We're going to start with the world, but this will affect you too. Don't worry about it. And if you think it doesn't apply to you, still clear it. It won't hurt you.
Exactly.
Here we go. Okay. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so we can see that we're all connected.
Oh, I love that,
that one. All human beings are connected.
Take a breath.
And what I do to visualize this is I take my hand and move all the way around. I imagine a picture of the globe, mm-hmm. use my hand to go all the way around the world, gather that all up, and then fling it into a big dumpster.
Yeah.
It's probably not enough. A trash can is probably too small. Make the dumpster as big as you want. Too,
exactly. Okay? Exactly. Well, and then with that said, and to eliminate, we shorten it just a little bit, and to eliminate my fear that clearing the world is too much, when the truth is it's perfect. Take a breath and blow it out.
Oh, here's a big one. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see it takes the same amount of effort to clear me
as
it does for the whole world.
I love it.
Because energy is different than people. Take a breath. Gather up all those veils and illusions
and
put them in that trash can.
And to eliminate the fear and the training and the programming that says, I have to know everyone that I'm clearing. When the truth is, no, I don't. Not at all. My intentions matter here. Take a nice breath and blow out that fear.
And to eliminate my doubt and disbelief mm-hmm. that it could actually be that easy.
Yes.
That it can't be that easy. It's got to be harder than that.
Yes.
Take that doubt and disbelief.
And throw it in the trash can.
Throw it in the trash can.
Take a breath.
Right. And to eliminate the anger and hate and rage in the world that keeps us fighting, that keeps us in wars, that keeps us from just having disputes with our neighbors, whether it's across the street or across the world.
Or even our partners.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And take that big hand, go all the way around the globe,
and
throw it in that big dumpster.
By the way, we've already removed one dumpster. There's another one there. No worries, everyone. No worries. No worries.
We can move that trash really well. We've got 20 years of experience each to
exactly,
do that.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and to eliminate all of the anger and jealousy that I have that doesn't serve me, because it keeps me from not only helping myself, but it keeps me from helping the guy next door and the world. I release and let go this anger and jealousy. Let's throw some fear in there as well. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all the stress, tension, anxiety, and infighting and jealousies that are in the company that I work for right now that are keeping us from working together and moving together in a way that is with common purpose and for everyone's mutual interest. So take a big hand over your company, wherever you work. If you're a stay-at-home mom, take it over your family, and do that right now. Take a breath.
Or if you're just riding in the car, take one more breath on that one and help somebody else. Or if you're riding in some sort of mass transit thing,
Yes. Just
nice and easy. Take one more breath, remove that negative energy. Blow it out.
And to eliminate, when I'm stuck in rush hour traffic and I'm in gridlock, take all the anxiety, hate, anger, frustration, that to-do list that's going off in my head, my timer that's going off in my head.
Right.
And for me and everybody around me in that traffic jam, so that we can all feel better now.
Yes.
Gather that all up, take a big hand, put it into that dumpster.
And to eliminate anything and everything that's keeping me stuck in giving myself permission to hate, and the guy next to me, no matter where I am, giving them permission to hate, when the truth is we do not need to hate. Take a nice breath, easy, and throw that permission to hate right into the trash can. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers to our intuition, our collective intuition, for myself and every other single soul in the world, so that we can all remember that we're all connected, that we all have this source of knowledge that is infinite, and that we can use it for the mutual benefit of all of us.
Take a breath.
All around the world with that one. Put it in that big dumpster.
Blow it out. And to eliminate any and all deniability that I have and the guy next to me has that says climate change doesn't exist. Take a breath.
Here's the grand slam. And to eliminate the energy of war, poverty, slavery, food and water shortages, and the lack of social justice in the world today. Take a big hand, go all the way around the globe, and throw it into that trash can, that dumpster right now.
And to eliminate the sadness that's keeping me stuck about all of that, and the fear and the confusion about all of that. Pick all that. That is negative energy. Pick it up and blow it out. Because the truth is, today we are looking for solutions. And how we get to those solutions is through the ecosystem approach. Take another breath.
And to eliminate the barriers to my intuition, so that me and everyone else in the world can know the difference between truth and crapola and lies. Sorry, that was my own editorial comment. Truth and lies. So take that big hand all the way around the world and throw it into that dumpster right now.
So I can see solutions and how to make a difference in my life today and possibly someone else's. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all my sadness, depression,
thank you,
hopelessness,
self-absorption,
and for everyone in the world who has the same thing, Take that big hand all the way around the world and throw it into that dumpster.
Blow it out. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do some clearings that are a little more personal to you. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to do some more clearing, and more clearing that is personal to you. So, Jason, everybody knows how to clear now, so
here we go.
There you go.
Let's just jump in.
All right.
And I'm hoping you're feeling this. You know, some people, this works whether you feel it or not. Mm-hmm. Some people can feel it right away. Some people it takes months. It doesn't matter. It's still working.
Yes.
So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that all the problems in the world come from negative energy.
Excellent.
Gather that all up in your body, blow it into that trash can.
I just realized we forgot to do life force in the last segment. We'll do it this time, so okay. No worries. So, and to eliminate the fears and worries and anxieties that I have about my life that are built up and build up. Take a nice breath. Get rid of that fear and that anxiety and worry.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my feelings affect everything in my life. And if I push them aside, they'll come back to haunt me. Okay. So I'm better off clearing them.
Yes. And numbness is a feeling.
Yes.
Take a breath.
Gather up all that, those veils and illusions and blow it into that trash can.
And to eliminate the buildup of anger that I have about things in my life. Small things, big things, doesn't matter. Get rid of that anger. From the tips of your toes, pick it up and blow it out.
And to eliminate any bitterness and need for revenge I have about any issues in my life or the people around me. We're not going to do the world with that just yet, but the people around me.
We'll get there.
Yep. Just take a breath, gather that all up, that bitterness and need for revenge.
Blow it out.
Blow it out.
Here's one of my faves. And to eliminate the anger and rage that I cannot control things in my life. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Just get rid of that anger and rage because it's keeping you from understanding all that you truly want to control.
And I know there's no one out there that is controlling it ever.
He's not looking at me.
Yeah. So, but just clear it anyways.
Take a breath.
It will be really helpful. And to eliminate any neediness, shame, or unworthiness that keeps irritating me. Gather up without neediness and shame and unworthiness and blow that into the trash can.
Or affecting me. Take a breath. Here's a really big one for everybody. And to eliminate the shame and guilt that keeps me from my confidence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so that I can remember that negative emotions build up in my life and I need to clear them. Gather up those barriers, blow them into the trash can.
And to eliminate the anger, rage, shame, guilt, and or fear I have about issues in my past and of my past. I release and let go all of that negative energy now and from my past. It doesn't serve me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to see that my emotions as something that build up in my life.
Good one.
Take a breath.
And by the way, I want to say this. The more you clear, what happens is that when those energies start to build up, you notice it sooner, bigger, better, faster. And then you do something about it.
By clearing, yes.
By clearing. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see those buildup of negative emotions in all parts of my life, not just in one or two. Yeah. Take a breath. Should we activate life force?
I'd love to, Jason. So, everyone, go with me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force so I can trust that I can change the world and myself. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Pull it in. Pull in that life force energy through the top of your head. Take a breath. Let it go all the way down your body to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy that is still there. Blow it out.
And to activate life force for everyone in the United States right now. So we can aspire to be better. We can aspire to come together. We can aspire to work in harmony and solve problems.
Take a breath. Great one. Oh, that felt so good. And to activate life force so I can see that by changing myself every single day, by removing negative energy every single day, I can use the clearing to change not only myself, but the world. Take a breath. All the way in through the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Blow it out, any negative energy. And to activate life force so I can use the clearing for my benefit and the world's benefit every single day to be happy and healthy and have clarity and awareness and knowing and objectivity and creativity and laughter and love right now and every single day. Take a breath. Let it go in through the top of your head, all the way down your torso, tips of your toes, turn it around and blow any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is a biggie for us. I mean, we get these questions all the time. It's toxic people. People, how do we deal with people that take our energy or people that we're in relationship with that we just can't, you know, whether it's our boss, our mother, our dad, you know, a sibling, you know, we can't get away from them, but you know, we always seem depleted after we leave them.
Right.
It's one of the most common questions. We're going to dive into that. We have some real insight into how that happens and what to do.
By the way, it couldn't be what? The ecosystem approach, right?
That's the way out for to help you with toxic people.
Exactly. So if some parts of you, if all parts of you get the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. and 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org. Look for the radio tab.
If you're feeling this right now, mm-hmm. and you want to make yourself better, you want to make the world better, you have a particular issue or problem, you know, we're here every week. The way to get the greatest benefit is first sign up for our newsletter. Right. Do it right now. We're at www.livinglighter.org. Mm-hmm. It's on the newsletter tab. And all we ask for is your name and email address. It's completely free. And listen every week. Do the clearings that come with the newsletter every week, because we have clearings in there also. And we, you know, our clients tell us that they put that newsletter on their phone and they look at it during the day and do clearings, and it really helps them get through the day when they're having a hard one, you know. And also, please, you know, I'm so insecure. I love to be liked on Facebook. So go to livinglighter.org on Facebook. That's where we are.
Do it for me, because I hate it when he cries.
The whining, she can't handle the whining, but we really appreciate that.
Yes.
And so
don't forget, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern time, this is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.